Hey guys and girls, sorry about the audio quality of this episode. Honestly, I forgot to press record on TeamSpeak, which is what we use to record the audio. So you're going to hear probably a lot of my breathing and a lot of mouse clicks as I controlled the show. Once again, sorry about that, and thanks for listening. So, welcome to Rants On, by the way. We're starting without David.
Did we hear from Michael?
No.
Okay.
Michael's been dead for a while.
Just like Kevin.
He got a puppy and now he's dead.
I'm Todd. That's Jim and Jeff. David's somewhere. So I went to the Outlaws homestand last week.
Yeah, you seem to have a pretty fun time, man.
I was just about to say, you look like you had a blast.
It was really fun. I am all over that YouTube channel.
Nice.
Because I'm so tall and I was near the front. Like, every time they cut to the audience, usually I'm in it. For context, I had really good seats. It was like dead center, I'd say four rows back. $90. Not bad.
And you were there all day.
All day. I got my money's worth. I was there from doors opened at 10. First match started at noon. And I was done at like 7 something. I had a lot of fun, though. It was not sold out by any means.
Would you say this is kind of like renewed your interest in Overwatch League?
It just tells me I really want to go to more esports things, to be honest with you.
Well, because I know for a little bit there, you were just like, the Overwatch League is going to die.
I mean, that was because of the China thing. That was 100% it. But the presentation was amazing. Like, I was kind of curious how it was going to work, because we're used to watching it on the channel. So, like, you see first person, whoever's playing. But they did it very well. I'm trying to find stuff from the Houston game because that's all I care about.
It was March 1st, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm in my iCloud. I just am looking for pictures that are good. I like the way that they present the heroes on each side. With their health bars, with their ultimate bars. It was really nice. Like I said, $90. So, I mean, that's kind of an expensive day thing.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I feel like you got your money's worth.
Right. I had a lot of fun. Like I said, it was not sold out by any means. Like, my friend Solange, literally, I sent her the first picture going, oh, guess where I am? And within an hour, she was in.
I mean, she's Solange Knowles. She can get in anywhere.
It's true. I am friends with Beyonce's sister. but it was really fun. Like I said, I spent too much on merch. Because
I won't ask how much you spent.
That,
you
know, merch. When you described the merch prices, that made like does that shock a Tool you, though? Concert. Yeah, man. That's
really?
Like Tool concert prices.
No, there's a difference between a band tee and a jersey. Like a concert tee is like.
Did you get a jersey or a t-shirt?
I got a jersey.
I thought you got a t-shirt.
I got a jersey. And a hat.
Well, that makes more sense.
Okay. And a nice hat. No, it's a long sleeve white jersey. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. It was fun. Here, let's see. I don't know if you can see it very well on screen. But the jersey that Rockus is wearing. First of the left, that's the one I got. It was really nice. It was like $100 though, but it was fun. Makes me want to go to more esports things. Unfortunately, the real one that I really want to go to is fucking expensive, and it's in Canada. So that's like a double whammy of spend a shit ton of money.
That's the Siege thing, right?
Right, that's the Siege Invitational. So that not only
Christian,
I know somebody went there.
Did you?
Yeah, there was one of my coworkers took her son there for like.
Yeah, you told me about that. You told me about that. They also went to an Overwatch League thing in California, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, because I remember that spoiled kid. Yeah.
Yeah, real spoiled.
I got to get a passport just to go see my video game be played.
Well, I mean, a passport's good to have just in general.
Yeah, I know. But coronavirus.
Oh, my God. Imagine people like listening to this and like...
By the way, that was my segue to coronavirus talk.
God.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. South by Southwest. Done.
Holy shit. That's a big fucking deal.
E3 is heading that way.
I mean, yeah, it's a big deal, but at the same time, it's like... It's every single like major festival that or event that requires international travel. Every major company is just like, nah, don't worry about it.
Like, yeah, Best Buy's like, back. Yeah, Best Buy's like, you can travel. We don't care.
It's yeah, like,
cool. Thanks a lot, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I haven't quite like. Here's my 2 cents on this whole coronavirus thing. If it matters to anybody at all, I think it's a, you know, it's a thing to be aware about. It's not as scary as it seems to be. You just gotta take your goddamn precautions. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your eyes.
I'm
wash
touching
your
my
hands.
Face right now. You can't stop me. Apparently the Vatican now has its first case.
There's something about how
smallest fucking country in the world.
They took holy water away for fear of coronavirus.
Interesting.
Like, no holy water for you.
But can't.
User joined your channel.
There he is. Yeah, Vatican confirmed its first case of coronavirus on Friday. Spokesperson for the city. It's a country, sir.
Which is really interesting because, like, there's a lot of cases in Italy right now. That's why things are, like, stupid cheap to go to Italy.
Yeah. We were talking
I just got some kind of notification that said they're on a massive lockdown right now.
Yeah. Like we talked about, South by Southwest canceled. So the city of Austin is fucked for the rest of the year on taxes.
So you've got two major events in Austin, and I've said it before. I'm from Austin. I've been to South by Southwest a million times, but like you have South by Southwest in the spring. Are we in the spring? Is that what we're in now?
Yeah, we're
in
the spring.
You've got in the late summer, early fall. You've got ACL. ACL. Is mostly just music, but South by Southwest, man, it's music, it's film, it's technology, it's gaming, it's literally everything.
It is.
And it brings in every single aspect of pop culture. I would say it's as big, maybe not in news coverage, but in as many people go to it as a San Diego Comic-Con.
I mean, for context, South by Southwest is very influential. Like, Twitter started there, and yes, a bunch of things start there. I mean,
I went to a bar that I really like in Austin.
Handlebar.
Called Dirty Dog. And I was just hanging out during South by Southwest. It's a heavy metal bar.
Shocker.
And fucking Metallica went on stage. Like, that kind of shit happened.
I love the idea of South by Southwest. I just think Austin is too small for it.
Well, I haven't been to... The last South by Southwest I went to was in 2013. And I told myself I'd never go back again. Unless just, like, some crazy showcase happened. But, yeah, it's insanity.
It's kind of like... I don't know when this started happening with me. But for several years now, I will actively avoid large crowd events. I just don't enjoy it. I went to the rodeo for the first time, I want to say like 3 years ago, vowed never to go back. Because that was fucking pandemonium. There's just way too many people there.
Pandemonium.
What is it? The Nutcracker Festival? Not Nutcracker
You're
Festival.
Nutcracker Festival.
Didn't you it's know where, there was a Nutcracker
It's where all festival. The white, it's where the, all the white people go for like.
Nutcracker first, Festival.
First of
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
I do.
No, it's just bad. It's just for Christmas shit, and it's just real.
You're talking about the market crowded. Thing?
Yeah, yeah. I went 1 year.
Mm. Sounds like
is that here? Where is it?
Yeah, it's here downtown Nutcracker Festival.
I've right. never ever heard of it.
Oh, dude. Okay, you're so not white. Literally,
I wonder if my wife has.
I'm sure she has.
Guaranteed.
I'm gonna.
Guaranteed.
She's in the other room. I'm gonna send her a message.
I guarantee. Well, so it's like, I want to say it's like 3 days, but like the first day is just, it's just a lot of white people. It's just shopping for Christmas shit.
Jeff, you realize you are the whitest.
I realize gonna say, this. Like,
you don't talk. You think you're not white.
I realize this completely, but at the same time, I'm just like in awe.
Well, you
of
go
how...
to bed breakfasts and go Antiguing. You're white.
Who?
Jeff.
Oh,
I never said I wasn't that. White. You're yeah, the one that true. Keeps saying you're not white.
Have you been to a bed?
I'm not as white as you.
I think you're pretty white sometimes, man.
Your last name is Solomon.
Okay, I have an update. My wife is aware of the Nutcracker Festival.
Of course she is.
Has she been?
I don't think she's been. I mean,
so my favorite part and saddest part is apparently Austin has to declare a state of emergency because South by Southwest got closed. Because it's going to cost them a reported $350 million.
Oh, there.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't
surprise me.
Because the South by Southwest is not insured for pandemics.
No.
It's insured for terrorism.
Well, not only that, but the tickets. Like, the tickets aren't. You're not going to get a refund on the tickets.
Yeah.
I've got an artist buddy of mine. His name is Tim Doyle. He does a lot of various artistry and... he has a series called Unreal Estate that's pretty famous, but he says because of this he's lost tens of thousands of dollars.
God damn.
Due to contracts being pulled and people who have already been paid that no longer that are in their contract state that they like will have to be paid out in half if the event cancels.
So just out of context for the tech world. WWDC supposed to be postponed. Let's see. DEF CON China postponed.
I don't even know what that is.
DEF CON is a hacker convention.
That sounds horrifying.
And you don't want to be near Vegas with a phone. Dell World, which what the fuck is Dell World?
Dell has their own convention.
Apparently,
I love that.
Is it
in Round Rock, Texas?
No, it's in Vegas. E3 apparently is being held as scheduled. Okay. Probably not going to happen. Game Developer Conference got postponed. Facebook F8 was canceled. Tons of shit. Microsoft Build, Microsoft Ignite are supposed to still happen. Mobile World Congress got canceled, which is where they usually show off all the new phones. I mean, it's a big deal for the tech world for like these things to be shut down.
I don't know how to feel about all this, man. Like I feel like it's being blown way out of proportion. But at the same time, I remember SARS. I remember like swine flu and all these other things. And I don't remember
this bird flu, choco flu,
that's the thing.
Flu.
Back then, I would say swine flu is probably arguably the most recent version of all this. How many years ago was swine flu?
I think maybe 2 years 10?
Ago. I mean, SARS is more recent, I thought.
Well, SARS, no. SARS was like right after 9/11.
But swine flu...
Swine flu is in 2009.
SARS was 2002.
Yeah, right after 9/11.
Okay.
See, I know my pandemics, all right?
Okay.
I play Plague.
Yeah, H1N1 was 2009.
So if it's 2009, if you fast forward even, 10 years, just last year, the amount of, I would say access to mobile phones and technology and just pure internet access has rapidly increased in that period.
So everyone is
just going fucking nuts. But again,
are you saying that the access of information that everybody has that's causing giant like earth-shattering events being
so just to put this in perspective, Jim, Twitter, what year do you think Twitter came out?
Twitter was like 2005, 2004,
2006. So and then how long did it take for it to really take off?
The next year at South by Southwest.
So in general, like, it's just that short period of time, people now have access to a huge, they get their news through Twitter a lot of the time now.
Twatter. This looks like the board game pandemic.
So we have to kind of think about a couple of things with this as well. You have to think about what's considered a pandemic and what's considered an outbreak.
This is a pandemic.
This is technically a pandemic, right? Because outbreaks would be more like the bird flu. And I think swine flu was the most recent pandemic. And then before that was something back in like 1969. So, you know, an outbreak is a little different. Like when we experienced Ebola, that was an outbreak. It wasn't a pandemic. So it just depends on how many people are infected and how and of course, being influenza or the flu is what this is. You know, obviously a it's a resistant strain of the flu. It's very transmittable. It happens very quickly, and it's, you know, being stuck in airplanes and in large groups and stuff like that. It can happen.
It's also got two strains now. It's not just one strain.
Also, you know what I didn't do? It's all right, bro.
Oh, no.
That's all right. I can rip the audio. I don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean... that fucking map is literally this. It's literally Plague Inc.
And I don't know if so it is Plague Inc. Right? That's the one you pulled up.
Yeah.
Did we talk about my ire?
We're about to bring it up. That's
okay. Good, because this is just one of many reasons why I dislike
coronavirus.
The coronavirus.
Well, so question: how many of you guys have played Plague Inc. before?
I have not.
Played who?
Plague Inc.
I've never heard of it.
I assume it's like Pandemic, but you are the disease.
I mean, no. That's literally what I'm playing on screen. Kind of.
You basically you create the actual disease.
You're the terrorist. Okay.
Yeah. Now, what's really
whoa! No one's saying anything about terrorists.
And your goal is at the end of the day is you want total. Extinction.
Does that not sound like terrorism, David?
No, that just sounds like typical day.
The neighborhood.
So, Edgy David's here.
It naturally forms in most cases. Now, there are some cases where they did, like, I think it was Planet of the Apes tie-in, like, where you had, like, the monkey virus or whatever. And it was created in lab. But anyways...
I really enjoy
this game.
Which one?
I'm not gonna lie.
The original ones.
Oh, never watched it.
Oh, so good.
Now, the thing about this is, and they've stressed highly, is that this is not an accurate, you know, indicator of how this virus actually would spread.
I don't believe you.
But it is interesting. Bud Light virus.
Love it.
It is interesting because, like, it'll show, like, how a virus can evolve.
Tecate virus.
To, like, Tecate
virus. That one would start in Mexico.
No, bitch. That shit would start in California.
Actually, no. It would start in White Plains, New York, if you really want to be specific.
Oh, Jesus.
But
New York City.
Tecate is New York. My cerveza of choice.
No, it's not.
Okay. It's my Mexican beer of choice. I'll take a Tecate over Corona.
I don't have a Mexican beer of choice.
They're legitimately the same piss.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
I mean, I'm drinking a Houston Haze right now, which is pretty excellent. But...
So, people that haven't played Plague Inc., the way you do it is you make the infection super powerful, but not lethal for a good long while until it's spread. Yeah. And then you kill everybody. But you gotta make sure
I Am Legend shit.
You gotta make sure you get to Madagascar and Greenland, because if you don't, they're gonna cut their only borders off, and then you're fucked.
Yeah, it's the most difficult.
Is this a free game?
No, it's not free.
No,
it's also on your. You can also get it on your phone.
Yeah, it's on iOS. Although I don't know if it's exactly the same.
Something's killing China really fast. I don't know what's happening. Oh, more infectious than HIV. Ooh.
Oh my god.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a lot of red in China.
Oh,
Plague
yeah.
Inc. is free on Android, Google Play Store.
Nice.
Yeah, but you have to
microtransactions out the ass.
Yeah, are there?
Microtransactions. Oh, yeah, for the iOS version for
oh
sure.
Oh, my God, look at China.
I don't know what happened to China. Don't ask me.
I mean, you did. Like, you created this.
There's more people in that little landmass, though.
I've got India, so they're next.
Here's an update. Alyssa has not gone to the Nutcracker Festival.
Good. So,
and it's funny because he's actually listening. My father, I wonder if he's been to the Nutcracker
Festival. He liked our page.
He screwed up.
So, in the thing that affects the most people around the world with the coronavirus, it has postponed the opening of the James Bond movie.
This is outrageous.
David.
What?
It's going to be okay. But
no, it's not.
Why though?
Why are we playing Scott Pilgrim versus the World the game?
Because you can't just say podcasts. And I was going to talk about Scott Pilgrim in a bit, so I decided.
Oh, right. I love Scott Pilgrim.
That game is so good, and yet you can't get it anywhere.
I was going to say, who's got the game?
I own it. Jeff owns it.
It's on my PlayStation 3 still. I was going to say, you have a 360 or a PS3 with it on there.
I own it. I don't have the game anymore, but I own it.
Can I pull something out of thin air?
Your butt.
Do you remember the game Flappy Bird?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you remember when like that game went away and people were selling
their phones for like $1,500?
Thousands of dollars?
Well, people were selling PS4s with PT on it.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Before they found the loophole to download it, no matter what. Oh,
yeah,
But speaking about James Bond.
James Bond.
I want to return to my ire.
The reason why it's being postponed is the largest market in the world for movies is China.
It's China.
And it's closed down right now. All theaters are shut.
But, if they're all going to die.
Jesus, oh my God!
Let me watch it for. No, I'm kidding.
Well, there's no time for them to die, David.
No time to die.
No,
get it?
No time to die.
But on. I hate you.
Oh, bad pun. Bad pun.
Oh,
hold on.
Was it though? It's the title of the movie. I'm
taking
sorry.
Over the world, you guys.
Jesus Christ, Todd! You're gonna kill
okay,
me.
Okay, whatever. The world's
such a good
enough.
Bond
blah,
theme,
blah, blah.
Billy.
Actually, one of the few events that has not been postponed, ironically, is the fucking Olympics.
I was about, to,
fucking
say, I was about to say, are we having the Olympics soon?
Olympics 2020, bro.
Where is it, though?
Tokyo.
You know, wait. Asia. It's summer. It's summer.
It's summer Olympics,
okay,
right?
So it has to be
in like, it's like 3 months. It's in like 4 months, yeah.
Yeah, but that's well
after. Oh, Jesus.
In 4 months? Wait, is July in 4 months?
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's
March,
bro.
Are you okay?
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I'm busy killing people. So.
Where is the time going?
Oh, is that what you're worried about?
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fuck!
1, 2, buckle my shoe.
Okay, Jeff, you are saying, like, okay, Bond was supposed to come out next month. The fourth month of the year.
I still haven't gotten my refund for those tickets yet, by the way.
Oh, you probably
you're
won't.
Never going to get it.
But, yeah, AMC is like,
let me, I would just like to point out, I got Madagascar and Greenland, which usually means the game's over.
So, hold on. So, let's talk about this real quick.
I know. I'm
gonna my God!
Hertz car experience later, by the way.
A Hertz car experience.
Yeah, we'll go there.
Okay, now we got to talk about your Hertz car experience.
No.
So,
do we?
So, we're in the middle of a move right now.
Yeah.
For work. And I told my boss, I said, look, I'm going to rent a cargo van so I can move all of our fucking equipment at the same time. It's going to be much easier. He agreed with me. Then came the journey to find a cargo van at a rental car place. Hertz app, $250, unlimited mileage, grit, blah, blah, blah. Supposed to pick it up this morning. I get a phone call very late last night. And they said, hey, we're not going to have it at that location until Monday. Please call me back like immediately and we'll figure out something. But I call them and I don't know where they were from. I don't know where the call center was at.
You about to be racist.
No, I'm not about to be racist. I do want to say that they pronounce Katie Caddy. Caddy, Texas.
Caddy, Texas, baby.
Which was really throwing me off. I was just like, I don't know where, but whatever.
Coma.
So they tell me that A, they're not going to be able to get me the car until Monday. And I said, okay, well, is there any place that I can go to pick it up, you know, tomorrow morning because I need it for this weekend. And they said, well, yes, but it's going to be more expensive.
Why?
I don't know.
So no reasons given.
Exactly. So not only am I being inconvenienced by having to drive to a completely different location.
Fuck you.
Which would have been like, I found out, fucking 45 minutes away, by the way. I would have had to pay $150 to $300 more for my rental.
Fuck that.
And I'm just like, do you not see the logic with this? They're like, well, yes, but I'm just letting you know that's what our system is saying. I said, well, okay, I want to cancel my reservation. Oh, well, we have to charge you $150 for that.
Can I postpone my reservation for a week and then cancel it?
What was that from?
Doctor's offices.
Oh, my God.
Well, I did that with the boardroom once. They tried to tell me they were going to charge me. I was like, no, the fuck you won't.
No, the fuck you won't.
I would like to point out, this is what happens whenever you don't wash your hands.
Yeah, that's one of the things you could specify. Did you specify that? Like, people don't wash
their hands? Yeah, I was on easy mode. So, like, people don't wash their hands. People, I don't remember the rest of it. Doctors are stupid or something like that.
Doctors are stupid.
Yeah, so doctors are really slow to research or something like that.
And just so y'all know, my bacteria, which is what the coronavirus is, called the Bud Light virus, wiped out the world in 674 days.
So there is enough time to watch James Bond.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm just saying, if I'm going to go out,
you know what's gonna
I
want to
see the last Bond.
When this movie is like Quantum of Solace bad.
Jim, how dare you?
No, or dare I say Phantom of Menace bad.
You Phantom of the mouth. Menace?
I would rather watch Phantom Menace than Quantum of Solace.
I don't believe you.
No, you're full of shit.
I need to watch. Sure. I do need to watch Quantum of Solace again.
Well, okay, so watch. I implore you.
You want me to watch Casino Royale.
You gotta watch all three of those in a row. Like, back to fucking back.
Oh, man, but I really want to watch
Skyfall
first.
That's a day, dude. Oh, dude, that's a freaking day, man. But if you do that, that movie will be much more enjoyable.
But will he's have not wrong. Dreams? I watch them back to back in order every time.
Well, I have dreams about that because, like, I feel like if I do that all day, I'm just going to go to bed and I'll be like, Bond.
David, you
all
said,
night long.
You said this now twice, where you watch all the Bond movies back to back.
Yeah.
Pretty regularly. Do you mean every single fucking Bond movie?
No, just the Daniel Craig ones.
Okay,
do you think I have that much time?
That's what I was saying. Like,
I don't know, man.
There are a lot of Bond movies.
Maybe Target's just that flexible.
It's that boring.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Dude, when I worked at it, and hey, welcome to the show, Andrew. We appreciate you being here. But Andrew can attest to this. When I worked for a mattress firm, I have never in my life watched more movies than when I worked there, because there would be days where I would be at a store in the fucking hood, and, like, no one would walk in for days. And they had free, and I just would just start. Movie in, start a new one.
I mean, I do that now, whenever, like, I'm waiting on data transfer. I watch The Office or something. But yeah,
I'm sure I'll have that pretty soon with this fucking internet installation on Monday.
Poor David with his No Bond movie. I don't care.
He was fucking devastated in Slack, man.
He wouldn't shut up about it. I needed him to do.
What are you talking about?
I needed him to wait for the podcast.
I'm so upset that a freaking sniffle has caused this pandemic.
It's a little bit more than this.
I mean, there's only 3,000 deaths, Jim. There's only 3,000.
There 3,000 deaths to this thing? It's a pretty big fucking deal.
I mean, 58,000 have recovered already.
Alcohol causes more in a month.
I mean, okay. Again, I'm in a month?
Yeah.
Like in the world?
Oh, easy.
So
I see that. Okay, I'm good with that.
I really think the problem that will arise with this virus is if it gets to, like, very, very poor countries. I'm talking third world. Like, it could destroy a continent if it got that bad. Most of the main countries that have it, which on the screen, it's on the left, they're all first world countries with decent healthcare. And that's why so many people are surviving.
I don't know. I see United States in here.
We're not that great. Mainland China has had 80,000 cases. 4,300 have already recovered. South Korea has 7,000. Italy has 5,000. Italy is fucked. That's a tiny ass country to have.
Well,
that many
that's
cases.
What I'm saying. They're under like a, I just got the notification from NPR. They're under a massive
lockdown. Iran. I don't know like what their economic status is. I wouldn't say it's third world.
Not great.
I wouldn't say it's third world though.
No, I don't think it's third world.
Because the U.S. has put enough in that country to where they're like, just,
hold on,
Russia, China,
yeah.
List of Europe, third world,
and then countries. France is next, followed by Germany, the world power. others, by the way, 696. Nice.
Where is others?
Right under Germany.
Japan,
Spain, Japan, U.S., Switzerland.
So don't we have confirmed cases here in Fort Bend?
Yes, we have one.
We have two in Harris. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have one in Houston, one in Fort Bend. By the way, this map is not accurate. If you're watching it, do not panic. The reason why, if you're looking at Fort Bend and it shows Rosenberg, is because Rosenberg is where the courts are. So that's why it's like that. And I think the one in Harris County is near the Houston courthouse. There are five cases in Harris County, by the way.
Here's some other things. Face masks.
Don't do anything.
Protect you.
Well, yeah, because it's a bacterial infection, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay, but here's the thing. The people that are going to stores and they're buying all the face masks.
Yeah,
right?
Because people are dumb.
I mean, technically,
people are dumb.
Technically, the hand sanitizer doesn't do too much either.
Hand sanitizer isn't doing too much.
Hand sanitizer doesn't do shit even in normal basis. If you poop on your hand,
mind over
wash
matter.
Your hand with hand sanitizer, it'll be barely
but nobody
cleaner
suggests,
than not doing it at all.
Hold on. Nobody what? Suggests to wash your hands with hand sanitizer, though. No one's saying do that instead of.
Okay, no, you're right. But people are using hand sanitizer as a replacement.
Well, that's
you know why?
That's them being stupid. That's
I'm
not
debating.
Not,
I'm not. I'm
that's not,
not
hand sanitizer not doing its job. That's people being fucking dumb.
Oh, I'm not debating that. That's not up for debate. I'm just simply stating what's happening.
Dallas has no cases.
But
that's the thing.
What?
No. Stop buying the fucking masks unless you're sick. Unless you're sick.
Oh, he's got the damn coronavirus.
No. Don't. Oh my god. So.
I'm sure that's been happening to me too.
Here, let me I'll explain.
So, okay.
I got sick at the end of January. Like I got like sick. And I got better. I got better. And then I started a new job where I'm up really early in the morning. And also the temperature has been going crazy. And also I'm in a warehouse now. And the allergies are insane.
I mean, technically your old building was a warehouse.
I mean, that's true too. So it's my allergies.
Also, allergies are fucking ridiculous
dude,
right now.
It's yeah, it's basically God, it's my so car bad. Is yellow. At
my
point.
Favorite part of this
so
is
my lungs.
My favorite part of this coronavirus stuff, even though a lot of people are dying, are the memes about people traveling the second they get sick. Because that's what it seems like.
Oh yes. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
This is going to destroy the cruise industry.
Hold on. So I got a question. Yes. Are we all allergic to plant sperm?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I understood that.
I'm loving my allergy pills right now. It's really funny.
Your birth control?
Kind of. It's really funny because, like, I haven't used them for a while. And my sleep has been, like, kind of shitty. I took one the other night. I slept like a goddamn baby. I was just so... It was... I don't know what it was, man, but I woke up and I was like, God, I actually feel like I got some sleep last night.
I can breathe.
Yeah.
I've been able to sleep no problem. It's just, I was in HEB yesterday and I was just down an aisle and
howdy,
I just
Ryan.
Coughed kind of like I did just a second ago and the whole fucking aisle just whips around and stares at me. And I'm just like, oh my god.
Well, so I've got a really weird thing that happens when I get exceptionally tired.
You get a boner?
No. Okay. I get like sniffly. I start coughing a lot. So that happened yesterday because I started work at about 6 a.m. I didn't finish until about 7:30. And a lot of that was just like a lot of physical labor that I'm not used to because I'm fat. And I work in a job where I sit at my desk about 95% of the time. So great exercise, but at the end of the day, I was just like dripping and I was coughing. And I literally told people, I was like, I'm not fucking sick. I'm just, this is just how it happens.
Just fat.
Just fat, man.
Ryan, in our comments, the cruise industry, that's something we haven't talked about. Hold on.
Bud just said something.
You just pulled the biggest David you've ever pulled.
I didn't hear you say that at all.
Wow. Even I heard him say that.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, the cruise industry. Shut the fuck up, Jim. Don't be that woman.
I'm gonna Me Too you so hard.
The cruise industry, yeah, has been fucked over. All the major lines are like offering cancellations very early, offering tons of great deals though. So if you ever want to go on a cruise, for one, don't. It's a horrible idea. Two, they're cheap. If you ever
so bad about cruises?
Hold on.
I've sent you the video.
Send him the video you showed me.
I almost don't want to see this.
Just like my hating of public live events with lots of people, cruises are like the other thing that I don't like.
Cesspools.
Because not only are you like with a lot of people, you're in a very contained space with a lot of people. There is no escape.
So basically, if somebody has a stomach virus...
You're fucked!
By the way, people, watch The Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj. Show is excellent.
Alright, I'm going to watch this rap meow.
Was he on Trevor Noah?
It's like 30 minutes long, dude.
Yes.
I love that dude, actually. Okay. Just making sure it was the same dude.
I re-signed up for Netflix. I don't know why. I mean, I do know why. I'm watching Money Heist.
Did you watch The Witcher?
Not yet.
You need to.
I want
to
play the game first. Very good. You're not missing it.
Okay, hold on. First off, Todd, have you ever played The Witcher games?
I played the tutorial of 2 and 3.
Fucking hell.
Okay, so you're not going to know what the fuck is going on for most of the show.
I don't really care. That's not...
But that's...
Okay. That's exactly true.
But he's a good test case, though.
The Witcher is a terrible show.
What?
First of all,
you know what The Witcher is? It's 90% of it is 90% of Superman going like this.
Superman.
I mean, that's a like fucking this. Character, dude. Have you ever played the games?
But here's the thing. No. But Jeff,
well then shut
the
fuck up.
Jeff, I kind of agree with
the fuck up too.
With what you're saying. No, because seriously, that's not a sign of a good show. Like
what,
that you
the character
have to
being
be
stoic?
No. That you
that's
have
stoic.
To be a fan of the source material.
No.
First
that,
of all.
That's my point.
The source
if
material.
If Todd watches it and he's like, I like the show, then that tells me
doesn't seem like a show Todd would like, though.
I don't know. Matthew.
There's boobies. He's going to like a little bit.
I mean, all right. I liked it. I thought it was a good show. I did. I thought it was good.
Ryan agrees with me. He says you gotta stop.
So my favorite part of The Witcher is the story of the guy that wrote it. And how he screwed himself over out of millions of dollars.
Yeah, because he's a greedy little cunt and he wanted more money.
But that's the funny part. It's that he explicitly says, he's like, I fucking signed the rights away because I didn't think it was going to make that much money.
Yeah, fuck
that. And then it makes a lot of money. He goes, well, I didn't think it was going to make that much money, but I want that money now.
Yeah, see, apparently CD Projekt Red did, like, give them extra.
They did have a solid. They could have been, like...
They should have fucked him over so hard.
They should have been like, well, I mean, no, you signed an agreement.
This also, Jim, have you noticed what I've been putting on the screen whenever I get bored?
Fuck.
I have. It has been our Mary Magdalene herself, Jenna Fisher, because it is her birthday today.
Oh, is it? I just...
It I is. Just, it's her birthday today.
I just listened to The Office Ladies where she
All
was talking
Carbon
about
2,
that shirt.
Season 2, fucking amazing, Ryan.
Todd,
I haven't watched a single bit of it, and I really want to.
Okay, so you only get one nude scene for the entire series, which is kind
of
sad.
There was like eight in the first episode of season one.
I know, that's what I'm saying. There was like one in episode in the last one. This one you have to wait till like the very second to last episode before you see any boobs.
Hey, Todd.
Yes.
What? I'm not going to give you any more explanation other than what I'm about to tell you right now.
Okay.
For what?
After the show, when you're alone, YouTube Jenna Fisher whisper.
Oh, God.
And then you can text me about that later.
Hold on.
Oh, no. Don't put it on rant on. Anthony Mackie wasn't a disappointment. No, he wasn't. He actually did excellent.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like that's probably why there's a lot less nude scenes, because he's kind of seen like a family friendly.
Is
with
he?
It, with it. Yeah, because he's like fucking Marvel. Dude.
Is this the Dane Cook movie?
Oh.
No.
Is it Employee of the Month, the Dane Cook movie?
Jenna Fisher Booze.
Please whisper the prostitute and Employee of the Month.
Is it Employee of the Month, the Dane Cook movie?
No,
Dane Cook from my brain.
You're right. Todd, you're correct. Employee of the Month is the one with Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, he's trying to fuck Jessica Simpson, and she was fucking Dax Shepard because he was the Employee of the Month. Right?
Yeah.
Or am I mixing that with Good Luck Chuck?
I think you're mixing it a little bit with Good Luck Chuck.
That's Good Luck Chuck.
No, I'm not wrong. Dax Shepard, they work at like a Costco.
Was that Dax Shepard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Fairly he's the one with sure. The little Hispanic kid.
Jim, is this the video I'm supposed to be watching?
Yeah.
So I should watch it with sound later.
You need to watch it with sound. Don't do it here, man.
I mean, if I really want to talk, if I really want to watch Jenna Fisher just be hot, it's what is it?
You don't know what you're saying because you need to hear what she's about to
say. Well, I'm not worried about that part.
Wow.
If I just want to look at her.
Hey, real quick,
Blades of Glory.
I just went to Reddit. And the first thing I see is, you should subscribe to our coronavirus.
What?
Corona.
Oh, the parodies.
Oh, no.
My corona.
Is this like cell phone footage? Like,
I mean,
this is pretty bad.
That movie is. Is that her Jesus. Walk Hard or is that?
Yeah, that's Walk Hard.
No, that was Blades of Glory, you dummy.
That's Blades of Glory.
But I was making sure that was her.
Wears fringe and all of a sudden it's a fucking...
I mean, I get her, Amy Adams, and Ilsa Fisher confused.
They're basically the same person.
What, you get her and Isla Fisher confused?
Yeah, because they're sisters.
Mine.
They're not, but that's...
I was about to say, that's not accurate.
I mean, it's mentioned on the Office Ladies podcast.
Multiple times. She's the one that's married to Sacha Baron Cohen, right?
Yes. I don't think they're married anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, no, they are.
They are? I might have just pulled that on my ass.
Yeah, fucking hot takes over here.
Dude, you want to tell people about the hot take that I almost got you with the other day?
Oh, hold up. What did you say?
Wait. Okay, hold on.
I've scrubbed that from my brain because I was so
pissed. Culturally inept. What do you mean by hot take?
All the shit that you do where you just say inflammatory things.
Yeah, your whole life is a hot take. Where you just say shit just to get a reaction.
Oh, okay.
I had to scroll up here because...
Sorry, I'm watching...
I have to remember.
I'm watching Jenna Fisher sing Dirty Things.
God, I so dislike this group of comedic actors.
Who?
Will Ferrell and his whole ilk.
You don't like John C. Reilly?
I like some of his stuff, but most of the stuff he does, the humor doesn't work for me.
Again.
Because you're so highbrow, right? Highbrow, David.
Oh, you know, I only watch Frasier because, you know.
Ryan, it's
Frasier
okay.
And Cheers and fucking Freaks and Geeks.
I've
never seen Freaks and Geeks.
Really?
Nope, never.
Well, Freaks and Geeks is great. It's only one season, so...
But by the
can't
way,
be that great.
But by the way...
Oh, Jim, did you see when your Samurai game comes out?
Samurai game?
I think June or something.
Yeah.
Samurai game?
Well, it got postponed by the coronavirus,
Ghosts of Tsushima.
or yeah. next
game looks
next year.
Awesome.
By the way, you know what? Watch Money Heist.
Hold on, let's do a poll. How long do you think Cyberpunk's going to get delayed by this coronavirus?
It's already been delayed. It's fine.
Oh yeah, Jim fucking went. Okay, The Last of Us is becoming an HBO series,
which awesome. I'm not super excited about.
Awesome. But then Jim goes, a series about a myth video game. I got so fucking triggered so quick.
It is.
I was gonna let it ride for a minute or two, but then I'm like, oh shit, I think I fucked him up.
I would like to point this out. It is a meh video game because he should have saved the world, not the one bitch. Spoilers for The Last of Us.
No, he did.
I don't know, man. I think they should just. That's one thing, and I say this about a lot of stuff, but I feel like they should just leave that alone. Like, I don't know.
The guy who's doing Chernobyl is doing this. So a British guy. No,
isn't it?
Is he going to have like several different stages of beard?
What the fuck?
What are you talking about?
Is it going to be set in Austin?
I don't know if they're starting this from scratch or not. I don't know.
That's
if it's...
What I'm like, well, because McCloud or whatever his name is.
What? Who's McCloud?
I don't know. What?
Are you drunk again?
Are you talking about Joel?
Joel McCloud. Yes, that's his name. Joel McCloud.
I don't know what his name is.
And are you talking about the main character of The Last of Us?
Fisterstein.
Yes, I am talking
His name is Joel.
Is he?
Yeah, but his name is Joel McCloud.
No, it's not.
You're full of shit.
Shut up.
I'm full of shit. You're the one that's pulling out names like fucking McCloud.
Both of you are full of shit.
I don't know. I was the first like cowboyish name I could think of, okay?
McCloud.
The internet has already decided who should play Joel in The Last of Us.
Is it Gerard Butler?
It is not.
Wow, that would have been my pick.
I would pick...
There you go. There's your Joel right there.
Oh, Jeffrey Dean Morgan would have been good.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with that.
You know... Okay, who's the guy who did Dredd and Scotty?
Oh... Nah, too old.
You think so?
I think so.
Hugh Jackman?
No!
Hugh Jackman.
What's his name? Is not older than Hugh Jackman.
Can I say a hot take?
No.
What?
You want to say a hot take? I'll say a hot take. Yeah, of
course. Let me guess. Wolverine wasn't that good.
Which Wolverine?
the newest one.
Logan?
Logan
was great.
Logan is phenomenal.
Never seen it.
And it's better than the Joker.
Oh, well, everything is just about better than the Joker.
Never seen it.
Oh, really?
Hold up. I'm sorry.
You know what I think was better than the Joker? Batman and Robin.
Now you're just saying stupid shit.
Now you're just being inflammatory.
What David does.
Bat Nipples was far more entertaining.
Okay, he's
I'm
just,
sorry.
You're like how I was in high school, dude. You just say shit. I do you want a cringe story, man? I had a t-shirt that said rap sucks. I went to fucking Maiden Creek High School, our rival, bought a t-shirt and wore it the day we fucking played them. Like, that's your level of fucking bullshit, dude.
Jim, you're so edgy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just didn't like the Joker. I felt it was
what
really
if they
boring.
Got Ellen Page to play Ellie?
First of
Ellen
all.
Ellen Page to pay who?
Ellie.
I mean,
you don't talk about bat nipples.
She does look just like her, but she's already in a video game. She doesn't need anymore.
She's.
You know what?
She's in a bad
video
game.
Wait.
How dare you?
Hold on. Was bat nipples the one where he has a silver and black bat suit?
What? I don't know. I don't fucking care about
it. It was Clooney.
All right. So that was a silver and black bat suit, right? In the movies?
I don't know. How about you type in Batman nipples?
Okay, David.
I'll do it for you.
Yes,
so,
I think
Jeff,
so.
No, I didn't read the article.
That's blue.
The movie, or the TV show that they're making based off Last of Us, is it based off of the first game, or is it...
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Ellen Page is way too old to play...
I don't know. I have a feeling that they're not going to base it off the games.
You think it'll be in that same universe?
Same universe. And I think that's probably be the best way to play it. I think that's the best way to play it, because like, it just doesn't, I can't see it. It's not that I don't see it working correctly, I just don't think it'll be as impactful as the video games.
I agree 100%.
Isn't that Kilmer?
That's...
Yeah, that's Val Kilmer.
That's Batman and Robin.
That's...
Well, I see nipples.
That's not Kilmer.
You can tell by the list.
That's Clune. That's Kilmer right there.
That's what I'm talking about. He has nipples.
Oh, okay. He has nipples too, apparently.
I don't remember...
I never noticed that.
I don't remember these suits.
The big rubber suit where he had like the whole neck connected thing.
That's
where he couldn't move
Keaton.
his head.
That's Keaton. That's Batman.
That's Keaton.
It says forever.
Batman Forever and Batman
and Robin.
That is the wrong suit for Batman Forever.
No.
Batman and Robin. That's Batman and Robin suit.
Somebody tell me what these suits are.
Well, that's Clooney. That's Clooney right there.
That's that's their final like suit in Batman and Robin.
Batgirl
gets introduced.
I like
you see how Robin has the nipples?
Yeah. I like the color ones better.
I have to say, I'm really digging the look of the new Batman film.
Oh, yeah, for real.
It's very rustic. It's like, I don't want to say rustic, but it's very, it's got to be like a year one Batman. Early
in
his career.
It makes me think of, it makes me think of like if Batman were in Firefly.
What?
If Batman were in Firefly?
Wait, whoa, what? How does that, what? Okay, now you're saying shit.
No. Hear me. And I love Robert Pattinson as Batman, and I love Firefly. It's just the way the suit looks, it has, and I can't explain it, but it has like a Western feel to it.
Can we have a Batman Who Laughs movie?
See, I can't really, I don't agree with that. Now,
and that's fine. It's just how I feel about it.
No, I get that. I understand where you're coming from. I don't think you mean Western. I think you mean more like just raw. Like,
oh man.
Maybe that's what I'm meaning.
You understand what I mean by raw though? Like it's not refined. It's not where Batman has been seen. Like in Batman Begins or Batman with the Batflick.
Yeah.
That's a Batman that's been doing this for a while.
It has a Greg Capullo feel.
I love the Batmobile. I love the new Batmobile. Have you guys seen it yet?
Yeah, it's the Mustang, it looks like.
I don't know if it's a Mustang. To me, it looks more like a Challenger. But
it's a killer muscle car, though, regardless. I love the exposed engine.
With a fucking rocket jet to the back of it.
Yeah.
So, Ryan,
I've seen that been floated around where Michael Keaton would be Bruce Wayne and then have like Robert Pattinson be Terry McGinnis for Batman Beyond. I totally agree that we need a movie like that.
I love Batman Beyond so much.
Robert Pattinson.
Leave Beyond alone.
I love it so much. I might watch it. Like,
no, you don't. Yeah, I have the box set with the limited edition Batman Beyond pop set.
That fucking theme song was like kind of haunting.
It was a very mature Batman movie or show for a kids show.
Well, it was, you know, for people who had watched the original series and were now growing up like teenagers and such.
Oh, yeah. It definitely wasn't meant for a younger audience. There was a lot of themes in there. I think one of the themes was like suicide and bullying and...
Well, shit, man. Are we talking about Beyond or are we talking about
Beyond.
Animated? Yeah. It's fucking good.
Although, to be fair, there was a lot of darkness in Beyond or even in the original series.
I implore people to watch the episode of the animated series. It's called Heart of Ice. It's like the best episode of television.
Can you give me a synopsis?
Basically, this is the one where you first are introduced to Mr. Freeze.
Oh,
and he's trying
that was a good one.
And he's trying to like, he's doing all these crimes to be able to try and bring back his wife.
Right.
And
I think Mr. Freeze is probably one of the best tragic characters in the Batman universe because he's not necessarily evil.
Oh, and people
everything
don't even
he
know.
Does
yeah.
is motivated towards reuniting himself with his wife.
There you go, Jim. There's a poster for you of Heart
of
Ice.
Oh, that's going to be my wallpaper today.
Oh, Heart of Ice. I like that.
It's a standard. It's one part. It's 22 minutes long. But my goodness, man, you will fall in love with Batman again if you watch this. If you've never seen it, or if you've never paid attention to it as an adult.
One of my favorite episodes of Batman Beyond wasn't even a Batman Beyond episode. It was what was supposed to be the final episode of the series that was introduced in Justice League Unlimited.
The Return of the Joker?
Huh? No. Justice League Unlimited released a episode for that starred Batman, Terry McGinnis, as he's older and into the role much longer.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Right, and you see a much older Bruce Wayne.
Like, to the time point travel.
Not the time travel episode. This is the one where they talk about how Terry McGinnis became Terry McGinnis. With the project, Cadmus Project, Batman Beyond.
Right, okay. I follow you now.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite Batman Beyond episode.
You know what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
See?
I want to talk about briefly retconning things.
Hey, Jeff, I just want you to know that, like, two friends can kiss, and it doesn't mean that they want to fuck.
Wait, what?
I am your friend. I work for Disney. You've trusted me for the last 30 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
My name is J. Jonah J. Abrams.
No friend of mine.
Jameson.
Look, okay.
What is happening?
Jim, have you seen the last
No, he hasn't.
Movie? Have I seen the last movie?
No idea what we're talking about.
Have you seen
Rise of Skywalker yet?
No.
Oh, buddy, I don't know if you'll be here.
I haven't seen Rise of Skywalker, and I haven't seen...
Who's blowing up my phone?
Jim, I'm going to tell you right now. I would apologize for the fact they're about to spoil this for you.
No.
But I'm not going to apologize.
Did I walk away?
Fucking 8 months.
At this point, it's up to you. 6 months.
It's up to you.
Due date.
It's on me. It's on me. Okay.
Because I'm going to spoil a lot of shit for
Look,
you.
Look, Ryan.
Right. Ryan's like, don't spoil it. Like, too bad. This is now a spoiler
Ryan,
episode
buddy,
for Return of the Jedi.
I think we're fucked here, buddy.
We already did this episode.
I'm sorry, man. It's fucking March.
It's on us, dude.
In
it's
December.
On us.
Dude, this guy is so full of shit, even I know about it.
The moratorium period has passed.
Okay, hold on. Stop being happy. No, stop wagging your tail. Sorry, guys. Give me a second.
Well, I mean, Todd's already spoiled it, but put it up.
Oh, no! Good job, Todd. It's Rey kissing the Black Dark Knight Jedi Sith
Dark
warrior.
Knight Rises.
Ken Royale. I mean,
Ryan, I'm sorry, man, but we did try to give you ample warning before Todd put the picture up.
Have a kid, then talk.
It's a very grainy picture on top of that.
Listen.
None of us have children.
Get that. I get it completely. Time and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
But.
Fucking kid. Oh,
your kid does not matter.
At the same time, I did say spoilers. So,
well, shit, that's my excuse then.
Being a piece of shit.
So Ryan, it's really up to you. If you want to leave right now, that's cool, man. I'm about to deal with this.
Your wrestling Here. Habit is basically a child.
I'm Let's sorry, spoiler, but you saw the picture. They kissed. People thought it was romantic.
Seen that picture. Hey, I am gonna step away for a minute.
All right, that's fine.
Will you slide?
Yeah, we'll ping it when we're done.
Thank
I mean,
you.
I've already spoiled everything.
All right. So, for they those kissed. Who aren't aware, the novelization
Ow.
Of Force Awakens just came out.
The novelization.
Oh, it's not out yet, but review copies have been spiraling around everywhere. And there's a lot of interesting things in that novel.
It was like kissing my brother.
Well,
J.J. Abrams said that.
Good Lord.
No, J.J. Abrams said that.
I get it. I know what you're talking about. Jesus.
Incest runs in the family, apparently.
I'm going to go back to Jenna Fisher.
Look.
Oh, my.
Okay. So, the novel's been out. If you haven't seen the movie yet, there's a lot of, I wouldn't say ambiguous plot points that are in the movie.
But there are ambiguous plot points.
But there's plot points in there where you're like, okay, I have to assume this is what happened because it's never properly explained. So Palpatine is back in the movie, obviously. That's not, that's in the trailers. So again, spoilers, we're venturing into territory now. But basically Palpatine comes back, and in
the clone
very beginning Palpatine. Of the movie, we didn't know he's a clone though.
I did.
This is the thing. It's not explicitly explained that he's a clone.
If you know anything about the original universe.
David, I'm just saying, it's not explicitly explained in the movie.
Right, okay? But expanded universe, they steal everything from them because they retconned it.
That it's in the expanded universe, but it's not explicitly explained, and that's my point.
Right, and like, you know, it's not explicitly explained that Han and Leia were once married.
First of all, if you fucking call him Han more, I'm going to slap you.
Okay, first off, it's Han. Han.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I don't know, I just wanted to say shit.
Han, motherfucker.
Okay, whatever, Han.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, anyways, so basically you have a revived Palpatine. It's never really explained, blah, blah, blah. Well, in the book, it says, hey, this is a clone. The reason why he needs to, you know, get into a new vessel is because the clone can't handle the dark side of the Force. He's got too much power. It's just deteriorating.
Unlimited power.
It's just not working. All right.
It's so because whenever he farts, he shoots out Sith lightning. That's right. Really what it comes down to.
He needs to jump into a new vessel because it's just the clone body just
it's literally tearing his asshole apart.
Okay. Which would have been great if they had been like, "What's wrong with you?
This clone body can't handle my blah blah blah."
Then it would have been that simple to put in the fucking movie. That hey. My body's deteriorating. I need a new vessel. This is why.
No, because he wants to make sweet, sweet love to his great-grand-grand-grandchildren.
Okay, you're fucking gross.
That's what he wanted. He wanted to get in her body.
That's gross.
That's literally what he said!
Yeah, but not, like, in a weird, sexy way.
I mean, that's what you... That's no, what you're getting not. Away
you're
from
You're the
it.
One that's implying. I was making sweet, sweet love to my great-granddaughter. That's what you're on about, man. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with
you. I mean, the Force comes in mysterious ways.
No, it does not! The Force comes in mysterious ways?
I meant to say...
Jesus!
Good Lord! That's what I meant to say.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode. Alright, we're done with the Star Wars discussion. Y'all are killing Ryan. I can't think of anything else. I'm done with this episode.
I think I killed.
There's no way to keep going
there's
on.
No, somebody summon Jim real quick.
While I'm doing this, and I won't say anything more about the movie in particular.
I've already summoned. But
what I'm trying to say is that there's. Jesus. I just saw Ryan's comment pop up. God, we're so fucking immature.
Yeah, I know, right?
Basically, I'm real tired of things being... I wouldn't call it retcons because it's not retconning it. They're just explaining it.
Yeah, but at the same time, they kind of are retconning the stuff. Because they're like, okay, we could explain this better...
Well,
so let's kind of like.
Can we talk about the kiss since Ta put it up?
Okay.
I would consider that a romantic kiss.
No, stop it. We just said we're stopped talking about this.
Okay, first off, hold on.
You're the one who put the picture up!
A long time ago!
He's already seen it, though.
So they do kiss. Why do you say it was romantic? Because of the music behind the scene?
Yeah.
Is that.
Yeah. Also, she's been like, look, if you watch Last Jedi, right? There's Jesus Christ, Ryan. I'm not even gonna say that. Good Lord. If you watch The Last Jedi, there's a lot of like moments where they're like kind of like tenderly looking into each other's eyes, and they're just like, it's obvious. It's obvious that Rey's like, ooh, I feel something for this guy, but I can't because he's on the bad side of the Force.
I mean, everyone loves a bad boy.
Yeah, I mean, that's apparently true. But like, oh, but I can change him. Just like, you know,
other woman in the universe.
I wasn't going to go there.
All four of them in the Star Wars universe?
You make your own grave, son.
Hey, I'm just saying, there's only like five women in the universe. Ben Solo's a lucky man.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he could have banged Maz.
But... I mean, is that possible?
You never know.
Well, you know what? I'm sure there's a Rule 34 of it. I don't want to know.
I'm sure there fucking is. But... I don't know.
The Force comes in a mysterious way. Maz is more sensitive.
Oh, Lord. She is. But anyways, that kiss was romantic to me. That's what it felt like, anyways. It felt very forced, especially in the moment. And I was really disappointed that it happened.
She did literally force him over to her and kissed him.
Yeah, but he seemed to be all right with it.
Forced.
He was just like, I got kissed by a girl, finally.
Who else did he have? Like the tall, silvery, woman stormtrooper?
I don't know.
Rated R for sexual content.
But anyways, in the book, Todd, how would you describe it? Because you read the passage, too.
It's like a Tom Brady situation. It's just creepy.
Oh, where he just kisses his kids on the mouth?
Yeah.
No, he's just like I kissed him as if I, you know, as friends kiss.
I think I think it is. I think it's truly retconning, and the reason why I say it's retconning because no one particularly reacted well to the kiss, just like a friends thing.
It's almost like what I think George R. R. Martin's gonna do now after Game of Thrones. That he's like, yes. Everyone hated the ending of Game of Thrones Season 8. Let me change some things.
Oh, we already know he's going to do that.
George Railroad Martin.
That's basically what they did with this book. They're like, we're going to change different elements, here and there, to explain things, in quotation marks.
I'm just freaking out now because if this is the Star Wars, if Star Wars says, it's okay to kiss friends. I don't know how I feel about that.
That's not the problem. The problem is that they took what was a very awkward kiss and then tried to say, by the way, that wasn't romantic. It's just between friends. That's just what friends do.
Yeah, but again, that's like stating like, okay, you know what? Friends just randomly like, suck each other's brains out through their mouths and tongues. No.
I have no idea where the fuck, what?
I'm just saying that Rey tried to explore Ben's back molar and see if it was intact. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Didn't seem very friendly to me.
I don't know. It's just weird.
Friendly, just not the kind of friend-friendly.
I mean, one could argue that she's from Jakku. Maybe that's what they do on Jakku. They're like, yes, the friendly handshake just doesn't do enough.
I know, you just gotta do the ass grab and the tongue kiss.
We're just now best friends.
I feel like, hold on, would he be considered a Me Too?
Oh, jeez, don't, let's not go there.
Okay.
Let's happily skip that. I don't know, I just, it's stuff like, J.K. Rowling is very famous for retconning. She's
Dumbledore's gay.
Very,
gay.
Very,
everyone's
very,
gay.
Very much after the fact, just go, oh, by the way, this happened, or this character is this, or
those
this
two wrestlers are now gay.
Does that?
We just retcon WWE,
and it just doesn't really
Big
add
Show
anything.
Is gay.
Tell
you
us.
Say
being,
Di-
tell
did
us
you say Dick
face.
Show is gay?
I said Big Show.
tell the Big Show to his face that he's gay.
I mean,
are you talking about the wrestler, the Big Show?
Yes. Paul White.
What did he do?
David called
he
him.
He put his face in between another man's legs. Pretty gay to me.
It's called a
why
suplex.
Are we? Why are we calling
it's called a
something?
Suplex. Sorry.
What are we,
because
what are we
I'm
doing?
Retconning it's WWE. It is now very gay.
Jim, you're like very. You sound like very wounded. Like, why are you doing this to me?
But UFC is so much gayer. If we're using that narrative, like
narrative,
and it's the dumbest fucking narrative that I've ever heard. They literally are all they're doing is hugging each other very tightly.
Very tightly.
Any Brazilian jiu-jitsu or any combat sport like that is like that.
And they're sweaty.
But to call, to call anything like that gay, like,
no, you don't understand. I am J.K. Rowling, and I'm just retconning everything. You're gay, man. Oh, don't forget the ass grabbing.
Oh, Jesus
Dib has
Christ.
No idea what we're talking about. We've gone on off on a very strange tangent.
We're gonna get claimed by
WWE. Did you all? Did you all see the Artemis Fowl trailer? By the way,
no.
Has anyone read Artemis Fowl?
No. Too old. Thank God.
Too old. Thank God.
Too long. Didn't read.
Okay. Won't really get into it too much, but basically,
is there a bird involved?
No.
Then no, what is the point of the movie?
I don't know what the point of the movie is.
Is it about Greek gods?
They decided
demobilized Wahatch.
They took the character, and then they're like, "All right, we're going to thoroughly neuter the character."
I think he was going for demonetized.
Oh, demonetized.
And then completely destroy the original story.
All right, his hand is on his junk. That's gay.
On her junk?
Why are we?
Oh, her. Well, maybe he's like. Wait, are they both women?
I'm trying to find.
Jim, are you just like personally attacked right now? I feel like
I think the stupidest thing by the way, in this world is to call something gay.
Oh, I know. Did you see he came back? Of course. By the way, Jack Gallagher.
Yeah, he's got a great gimmick.
It's so weird.
I love
it. But moving on. Any other topics before I kill this episode? Please.
Give me a second. I'm sure I can find something.
I've been watching a lot of Kit Boga videos.
Who?
I've been watching My Hero Academia.
Bro, what made you start watching
what
that?
What season are you on?
You made me start watching it.
Oh.
Also, what season are you on?
One.
I would assume that's it? One.
I just started it.
No excuse. You should already be finished by now.
No, man. I work a full-time job.
So do I.
I'm making fun of
David.
Yeah, not everyone has the luxury of watching every single Bond film back to back every fucking day.
I have a lot of free time at my work. Okay,
you should be stocking hard lines.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan, I started out as a guest on the show.
Yeah, and look what fucking happened. Now we're stuck with him.
Ryan, I will ping you. Let's tentatively put a pin in for our next episode if you're free. I will message you.
Wait. Aren't we gone
wait.
2 weeks from now? No, 3 weeks. No, I'm gone 2 weeks from now. I don't know. Somebody's
the 21st?
Not, somebody's not 21st? Here the 21st. I think it's me.
It's just you.
Okay, it's just me.
That's next month.
Oh, shit. I keep thinking it's April.
Yeah, it's March, bro.
Still March.
Are you not free March the 21st?
I don't know anymore. I give up.
Yeah, let's look at my calendar.
Nobody wants to look at any of your calendars. You got too much clutter in your life.
In my life?
Yeah, you. I got an invite for a game called Roller Champions. Like it's a game where everybody plays Lucio, basically.
Oh,
it looks like a mix of Lucio Ball and Rocket League.
Okay, now I want to play Overwatch.
The only thing, well, we're playing Overwatch after this. What are you talking
y'all
about?
Y'all are. I'm not.
What?
I'm going out. It's a Ubisoft game. That's why I got invited.
Jim, you should join us for Overwatch.
He doesn't
yeah,
want
that's what's fine.
He hates you.
All right.
Look at you, Jim.
Being he's replaced Michael, who is dead.
Michael is dead.
Remember whenever we used Jim to replace Kevin and now he's replacing Michael too?
Why the fuck are you activated, Siri?
This address is valid.
Anyways.
First of all, Siri is the devil.
For those... Did you already make the announcement of our schedule change, Todd?
It's Saturday now. I mean, we're live on Saturday, so...
Entirely disappointed you.
We've moved to Saturdays.
And we're going to start releasing the episodes on, I'm going to say, Monday. Yeah, all right. Monday.
Well, that's
Monday Madness.
Start your week with a mediocre podcast and The Office Ladies and all these other podcasts that I have to catch up on.
There's a Ron Burgundy podcast.
There's a what?
A Ron Burgundy podcast.
That sounds amazing.
I heard that.
A little side note. I don't know why, but on like I use dating apps because hoes gotta be a hoes. I saw this, Jim.
You saw that?
Multiple people have said I look like a young Ron Swanson, and I don't know what to think of that.
I would be a little insulted.
I told you that.
Yeah, you told me that, and then three women this week told me that, and I'm like,
dude,
the
I'm
fuck?
Telling you, man.
I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. Side note. I got really into TikTok this week. Don't know why. Mostly the thoughts. No, I know why. It was the thoughts.
I've been watching a lot of, or listening to a lot of Rhett and Link for some reason.
They save Smosh.
I've been watching so much Smosh and so much Valley Folk lately.
I'm sad they got rid of What's-Her-Face.
Lee Newton? I kind of am like piecing everything together. Because I like saw a bunch of Lee stuff, and then like I got to a recent thing, and it's like, oh, we kicked her the fuck out. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about you guys now.
Just be like, I saw Elliot Morgan's girlfriend's vagina.
I don't know who either of those two people are.
Elliot Morgan is in the Valley Folk, and his girlfriend is Grace Helbig.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. I don't know what got me into TikTok, but like, for one, I'm finding a lot of good songs on there.
Alyssa's obsessed with TikTok.
I'm finding a lot of good songs on there and a lot of TikTok thoughts. But the dangerous thing is you don't know how old they are and you have to check their profile. Because you'll be like, oh, she's hot. And it'll be like, 17. And you'll be like, I gotta kill myself now.
I'm too old for it.
But no. The Pornhub theme memes are keeping me alive. Because they always play some old ass song. I don't know what it's called. It's like, oops, my heart went. And then it switches to the Pornhub community member sound. I'm just like, oh, no. But that's been my week. Podcast is on Monday.
My week consisted of me waking up at 2:30 every morning.
Get fucked.
To go to work.
Get fucked. It's not enough.
I'm done with it, though. Mondays and Fridays, I have to be up at 2:30 to get to work by 4.
Can you confirm and or deny that you... Never mind. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Anything else, you guys?
TikTok thoughts are fucking everywhere.
Oh,
that's gonna be the title.
This week was like the 20th anniversary of the PS2.
In my opinion, the best game ever.
Video game system.
No.
In my opinion. It's arguable.
It is the best-selling one. Mostly because it was a DVD
player.
No, two reasons.
There, Jim.
It was a DVD player, and because so many of them fucking broke and they had to be replaced.
My original one's still working.
So I have a fat one that still works. I don't have an original one. I have a fat one, and it works just fine.
Now, I will say the disc drive is starting to get a little...
So it doesn't work. I always had the blue disc issue.
No, it works. Yeah. It's just... It just is very slow.
Mine is...
it went through a lot, man. That went through Jack and Daxter.
Went through Jack and On.
Grand
the only
Turismo.
Thing that takes a while on mine is reading the memory card.
Which, you know, man, that's pretty essential. One thing I miss. It's fucking pulling up the game, the memory card and seeing all the little like animated...
All the pillars and stuff like that. Yeah.
Fucking great.
So just, you know, we don't need to go into depth. I know everybody's wanting to leave and stuff.
No.
Todd, favorite PS2 game?
Final Fantasy 7, or 10, sorry. 10.
I was about to say, huh? No. Jeff, favorite PS2 game?
Jack and Daxter, Precursor Legacy.
It's okay to be wrong.
Mine is like a fuckboy answer, but it's Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
That you know what, Todd? It is right. It is okay to be wrong.
You know, Vice City was an excellent Grand Theft Auto game.
I mean, yeah, it was.
I can play. I got to a point where I could fucking beat it in like a day. I think.
Could you beat the? Never mind. I think that's a different game. So
that's that is. You're thinking of
San
Andreas
with the
David,
little RC
David.
Car.
Yes.
Best PS2 game.
To me, it's a toss-up between Metal Gear Solid 2.
You're trying to say Metal Gear Solid 2? Gotcha.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 2 and Final Fantasy 10.
David, say the word.
I have to say Final Fantasy 10 is my favorite.
David, say the word gear.
Gear?
Say Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid.
All right, cool.
He slurred it a little bit.
And that's funny because I like Metal Gear Solid 3 more than I like 2.
Snake Eater! Never played it.
Was 3 PS2 or 3?
It sure it was. PS3.
Oh, okay.
No, Metal Gear Solid 4 was PS4.
Sons of Liberty.
PS3. Title. Yeah.
Guns of the Patriots. Sons of Liberty?
Oh, yeah. PS3. Sorry.
Which one is it? Guns of the Patriots?
Guns of the Patriots was for PlayStation 3, yeah.
That was the launch one with the long
cutscenes. Sons of Liberty is number 3. That's in my
opinion. No. 3 Snake Eater.
Thank you. That's right. Snake Eater.
Sons of Liberty was
Snake Eater!
Yeah! Blitzball! I really enjoyed Sons of Liberty.
Blitzball, I heard
demo.
That.
I played the fucking demo disc a lot before I actually picked up the actual game.
Did you
game.
Just watch Raiden's ass? Move back.
No, that wasn't Raiden. That
Twisted
was
Metal Black,
entire...
not regular Twisted Metal.
I was going to say, Twisted Metal was PlayStation 1.
Yeah, Twisted Metal Black was PS2, and that game's awesome.
The original demo disc for Sons of Liberty was just the Solid Snake level.
What about Tony Hawk Underground?
Oh, I love Tony Hawk games.
See, I liked Underground 1 and 2, but man, nothing beats Pro Skater 3 and
what
4.
What about Burnout Revenge?
Oh, that's the best racing game of all time, in my opinion.
Devil
nope,
May Cry 3.
Underground 2 was.
Ooh, forgot God of War.
God of War 1 and 2.
I didn't.
God of War 1 and 2. 3 was on PS3, and I didn't like it very
Final
much.
Final Fantasy 10 is the winner.
Eh.
Because I've bought it like 5 times at this point.
Do you have any... I've told my PS2 story too many times on here, but anybody have any unique PS2 memories?
No.
The fact that my brother bought it with his graduation money.
Oh.
And like never, and then we had to like hide it because he spent a shit ton of money on it.
Did he buy it launch day?
Yeah, he bought it launch day, and then basically my dad comes in to so. The way our rooms were set was that my bedroom was next to my brother's, and then down the hall was my parents' room. Well, he hadn't, like, put it into the cabinet properly. So the very first day, my dad, like, walks into the room, looks down, sees it as we're watching Spider-Man on DVD, because that was the very first DVD we were able to get for the library. Was scratched, by the way, already.
Oh, no.
But he like looks at it and goes, "What's that?" And my brother's like, "Oh, that's our new DVD player." My dad's like, "What's a DVD player?"
Well, it's what we watch porn on.
And then just walked out. Didn't realize, you know, how fucking expensive that was. Actually, I don't remember how much was it.
Probably like 400.
No, it was 300.
No.
$300.
Really.
I'm the one who stood in line and paid for it.
Yeah, did you wait until Christmas to get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom realizes this is because it came out on my the day before my birthday,
which was like last week, right?
Oh my
no,
God.
It's today.
Shut the fuck up. And we're literally driving home and we're talking and she's just like. This is too much for a birthday present. I'm going to take it away and not give it to you until Christmas.
It definitely is too much for a birthday present. Let me throw that out there. I agree with her.
And you know what's crazy is like...
Wait, why would Christmas have a more significant meaning than a birthday?
Because you get more presents on Christmas than your
birthday.
Yeah,
and I remember that Christmas I got...
In general, yeah.
Everything I got was PS2 specific with the exception of like some clothes.
Were they PS2?
Like it was the exact opposite branded? For me growing up.
Are you an only child?
You're an only child.
Yeah.
I got my Game Boy Color for Christmas.
I never...
That's
too
fucking much.
Birthdays were never like a huge...
Well, okay.
I got 64.
I will tell you, the reason why my birthday was never a big thing, it used to be, And then, like, I think after, like, age 8, it kind of, like, not, became not a big thing for my parents. It's just because, like, as we got older, my family, they're like, look, it's a birthday's still special, but we're just going to take you out to dinner.
Your parents are Amish.
No, because for my birthday, right after I got my Game Boy Color, my birthday was right after Christmas, January 6th. I got my very first Pokemon game, Pokemon Red.
What a shitty color.
Still have never played a Pokemon game.
You're a shittier person.
What?
I mean, besides Pokemon Go.
What?
You know that.
I did not know this.
I have never played a Pokemon game. I mean, besides Pokemon Go.
So surprised.
I'm not.
I had no attachment to that
franchise.
Yeah, that franchise.
It's too mainstream for Jim. He doesn't like it enough. He always liked Digimon.
None of my friends watched it. None of my family watched it.
Oh,
like,
man. It was like the biggest thing for...
Oh, no. I remember it being everywhere. But I don't...
Like, but let me put it this way. I never... Ryan's freaking out on you now. By the way, Ryan, the sushi 2 weeks ago, excellent. I really, really like that place. I never got into I got into the card game only because I thought it would be cool to get the cards, but I never played the card game the way you're supposed to play the card game. But I just collected the cards. And I remember I got $5, went to my friend across the street, and he said, look, I will buy you a booster pack of cards, and you know, I'll just give me $5. Well, so I gave him $5, and I remember like fucking calling him probably about 3 or 4 times. Like the next day, I was like, "Have you gone to the store to get the fucking cards yet?" He's like, "No, we're going later on." And so the very next day, he finally comes. He's like, "Here you go," and he hands me the wrapper, which has already been opened.
Mm.
With like 6 cards in there, and I go to my mom, and she like looks at the open package. And she's like,
"Narc, yep."
She's like, "No, I didn't narc." She's like, "Why is the package already open?" I was like, "I don't know. That's a really good question." And she's like, "Well, he probably stole one of your cards." I was like, "Nah, he wouldn't do that." I was like, "No, he probably stole one of your cards." And I was just
a good one and gave you a crappy one.
I was like, whatever. I got fucking Pokemon cards. I don't care. Like, it didn't matter to me, right? And then my mom was like, "All right, let's go to Walmart and like I'll buy you another pack." And that's when I got my fucking Charizard.
Nice.
And I was just like, "Yes, hologram Charizard."
Nice.
Do you still have that?
I still have it. I still have all my cards, actually.
What's that worth?
It's actually worth not that much because, unfortunately,
I don't know.
It was like a second printing about that time.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like the very first one that came out.
Yeah, like that's the thing, man. Like I was playing, like I was watching. I remember, like I had VHS tape after VHS tape of me recording Dragon Ball Z off of Toonami. I played Magic the Gathering. Like but Pokemon for some reason, like I knew it existed. But like it was all, I felt like I was too old for it. Like I thought it was like a kid show. No offense, I mean I know I'm a little bit older than you, Jeff. But like, yeah, I always thought I was just like, oh, this isn't meant for me.
I get it,
dude. I was playing Pokemon in, oh fuck, was that middle school? Yeah, it was Pokemon in middle school, bro.
Pokemon became really prevalent for me in sixth grade.
Nah, Pokemon for me was definitely in elementary school, but like,
yeah, I was gonna I'm older than you, Jim, and Pokemon was big in middle school. We used to have like
sixth grade was
Game Boy battles.
Yeah, sixth grade, which was I don't know, that to me is middle school. Sixth, seventh, and eighth. I know some people it's like seventh, eighth, and ninth.
They came back out in U.S. release was 1998. Was that middle school?
That was that's fifth grade for me.
That would have been sixth
grade. The funny part about that.
That would have been sixth grade for me.
So seventh or eighth grade for me.
But the thing about specifically Pokemon Red, whenever my dad refers to me being in the backseat with a Game Boy and not like looking at anything around me as we're doing our summer vacations. That was the game that fucking did it.
I remember, like, I got my first game. I didn't have a Game Boy or a Game Boy Color. I had a Game Boy Advance. And I remember, and I can't remember, there was Castlevania, I think it was Aria of Sorrow that I loved, and there was
Metroid?
Metroid, yes, Metroid. I can't remember the Metroid, though.
For GBA?
For GBA.
Fusion? Metroid Fusion.
Fusion, that was it, yep, Fusion.
Bam,
those were the games that I played the most. And then there was the Super Mario games that were only on the handheld games systems.
Mario and Luigi.
Yes. Oh, love
the RPGs. They're so good.
Yeah.
They continue to make those up into the...
Yes, I love the...
Bowser's Inside Story is one of my favorite ones.
Another hot take. That's my favorite Mario game of all time.
No, incorrect. It's Super Mario RPG.
Which I've never played.
Or Paper Mario Thousand Year Door.
Never had a GameCube. Would love to. I've heard amazing.
You know, Jim, this technology might blow your fucking mind.
Oh, here we go.
But there are fucking emulators, and you have a decent computer.
Well, no, and I have the emulator. I literally have it. I could play it right now if I wanted to.
Shut the fuck up and play it. Play it.
Or I could just buy a GameCube.
No.
Yeah.
I like her. Like, no, sir, your opinion is incorrect.
It is.
Ryan is telling me I am incorrect here.
See, emulators. I really want to play Legend of Dragoon, and that's the only reason I want to find a PS2 or a PS1. I love that game. Or I'll just emulate it. I don't really care.
There's actually a really large market on Etsy now where they'll give you a reprogrammed cartridge.
Disc.
I know it's a disc. It's in that specific case, but I'm sure they have it for the disc too. But like Harvest Moon, for instance.
You mean Stardew Valley Beta?
Yeah. Oh,
gotcha.
My coworker was like, "Oh, an original cartridge is so fucking expensive." I was like, "Why don't you just get the reprogrammed cartridge for $25?"
This one time, there was this guy that was being an asshole, and we were trying to give him a copy of Stardew Valley. He's like, "No, I'm gonna spend money on it."
I spent $7 on it. You fuck.
That's $7 more than you had to.
And then I ended up selling it right away.
What a bitch.
You sold now, it.
Yeah, I think I traded it in.
Started.
I want to get it for the Switch though. I know that Animal Crossing
Switch games never go on sale.
What did you trade it in for? What system were you playing it on?
PS4, which is with my PS4. And I didn't even know this. Alyssa actually packed it up and put it somewhere. I don't even know where it is.
Oh my god!
And I didn't even notice it for like days. Because that's how I don't play my PS4 anymore. Again, Ryan hates me. My God, I don't care. I know I'm the weird one. I don't care about gaming that much. It's all about the Switch.
I wonder if Jim ever like would be on a podcast about games. Remember when we had a podcast about games? Those were good times.
Remember when we had a podcast about movies that keeps coming up every once in a while?
I remember I killed that one.
Oh, yeah, did you?
I don't think you killed it, bud. I don't think you killed it.
Y'all did
I think it keeps coming back out of spite.
Did you find that line, by the way?
I don't know. I didn't edit it. Jeff did.
Oh, okay.
Like, we knew where it was in what episode, but like...
It did not... It ended up not being the way
you
I
didn't say
it.
What Jeff thought he thought he said.
Yeah, but it's really funny. Like, it's really funny though because Alyssa was like adamantly.
Isn't that called something?
Berenstein effect.
No, it's called the Mandela effect. It's called the Mandela effect. You dumbass.
Mandela effect. Berenstein effect. What the hell is that?
It's
Berenstein bears.
So for years, I thought it's Berenstein. It's Berenstein. It's not fucking Berenstein. It's Berenstein.
By the way, our Pornhub in review is still like the number one podcast that we've put out. minus Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't know why that one did so fucking well.
I love that that's doing so well.
Yeah, I love that it's doing so well for a podcast that you killed.
I don't care.
I don't care. Let's go play.
I wasn't ready for that.
Hold on, I'm checking the views on
On actual Pornhub.com?
Yeah. By the way, I want those shirts. I need to make those shirts at some point.
What, that has our logo on it?
Uh-huh. Members.
Oh, we can have it for the next
convention
that gets canceled.
Yeah, I was about to say that the coronavirus gets. Let's see. How many views? 121 views, everybody.
Hey.
See how long I can get in trouble on Facebook.
Right, how long it takes? Or...
One, two.
Yeah, we're contemplating eight. Merch.
Specific.
Ryan will totally buy it.
Ryan, it will be this logo.
I was going to say.
We're only selling this logo from now on.
Was that an episode of Rick and Morty?
What?
A Pornhub episode?
No. It looked like an episode of Rick and Morty was uploaded onto Pornhub.
Is it this that you're looking at right here?
It would not shock me at all.
Like on the one, two, the fourth row down?
I bet you it's some sort of weird sex game.
No, it is a... That's a... Fuck it. So I think Jim thinks he sees the portal from...
Irma fucks...
Yeah. What Jim thought was the portal from Rick and Morty is a fucking hurricane.
Wow, fail.
Irma fucks Bermuda.
That's hilarious. What's Bermuda?
I assume Bermuda.
Again, that's a sex game.
Oh, no. Next to it, though, is a BTS music video.
Also, below it is a video of Melissa Joan Hart, nice ass in jeans, bouncy boobs.
All right.
I'm curious about this video.
This is how they get, like, what is it, something like 600 million uploads a year? Like, it's shit like that.
This video has 5,000 views of Melissa Joan Hart running down the stairs.
So we need to film Jeff running down the stairs and put it up on Pornhub?
I mean...
Are you saying he's got the biggest boobs?
In their defense, she's very bouncy in this. But moving on. Thank you, everyone.
Already at Overwatch.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Ranton. For Jim, David, Jeff, Dead Kevin, Dead Michael.
Dead Michael, Dead Kevin.
Dead Michael.
And for Ryan, who will probably be on the next episode just to talk shit
did
to Jim. No, he did not. So fuck him. And his silly dog, too.
Dude, there is a new fucking patch to this fucking game all the damn time.
How dare you want a game not to be updated? Shut the fuck
up.
No,
I'm cool with that, man. It just takes so long.
That's because your internet sucks.
I mean, that's true.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.